This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. It is Monday morning. Time once again to talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers to discuss activity on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, a busy week ahead. Town meeting day, of course, tomorrow. So, too, is the special election in Executive Council District 1 and lots of big votes at the State House as well. So let's start with the council race.
Sure, Rick. The race, of course, is to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Ray Burton. Burton represented District 1 for more than 30 years, and by and large, his races were rarely close. Victory was almost always, as his slogan went, for certain. The race to succeed him, though, appears anything but at this point. Turnout is one reason. It's expected to be low, and though both candidates, Democrat Mike Cryins and Republican Joe Kenney, have won elections before. Cryins is a longtime Grafton County Commissioner. Kenney's a former state senator who was, in 2008, the Republican Party's gubernatorial nominee. Neither of these guys is hugely well-known across the whole district. There's also the fact that running for executive council is kind of weird. Many voters have no idea what the job really entails, and it's not a post where beliefs on policy, which is how candidates typically sell themselves, are all that germane. The job is really more about keeping an eye on things in the executive branch, be they appointments, contracts, and being a sounding board to the public and advancing interests of their district within the executive branch.
Now, from what I gather, both candidates have done what they could to cast themselves as the heirs to Ray Burton. How's that been working out for him?
Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow night. You know, Mike Cryins, it probably ought to be mentioned, has been endorsed by Ray Burton's family. His siblings have appeared in a television ad. Joe Kenney, meanwhile, features a picture of himself with Burton on his website and has run a TV ad with former Councilor Ruth Griffin, in which she compares Kenney to Burton. You know, anyone with much familiarity with the New Hampshire political scene over the past few decades knows it's hard for anyone to really claim to be that much like Ray Burton. He was pretty unique, and it's hard to see either man matching Burton's ability to align his life with the duties of being executive counselor, you know, be it a ribbon cutting or glad handing, to ensuring the interests of his district were met and conquered, large and small, you know, noble and at times petty. You know, Ray Burton was always there for District 1 in a manner that was really more tribal than political. I mean, it ought to be noted that Ray Burton was a Republican, but never a creature of partisan politics.
I know that's true, but Cryins and Kenney are running pretty partisan campaigns, or so it seems.
You know, that's true, and unless you're somebody like Ray Burton or hugely well-known or running against someone who's hugely unpopular, that's pretty much the only way you're going to gin up support in a special election. And as for this race, you know, Mike Cryins really needs Democrats to turn out. Town meeting is on paper tougher for a Democrat, for any Democrat. Fewer young people tend to participate. More conservatives and more older folks tend to show for town meeting. And, you know, in small towns, they're more conservative by and large. Democrats and affiliated groups like unions, who certainly want to give Governor Hassan a 4-1 margin on the council, are pushing hard. The governor herself has done some stomping with Cryins. Joe Kenney, by contrast, you know, won his three-way primary on his own and, you know, largely by running to the right. And though he's also stressed his military service and, you know, deep roots in his hometown of Wakefield, he's really also emphasized his conservative policy beliefs throughout this race, that he's pro-life, that he's pro-gun, that he had an A-plus rating from the Liberty Alliance when he served in the State House.
So this one is hard to pick, but no matter what the result, the political parties will be sure to claim it's a harbinger of November, I would imagine.
Yes, well, certainly the winning side will. And, you know, they may be right, but you can go dreadfully wrong by over-imagining the significance of a win in a small turnout special election. But the implications of a win by Kenney are perhaps more interesting to consider. You know, might that help fence-sitting candidates for governor or even U.S. senator decide now is the time to get on with it? Or, you know, if there's a solid win by Mike Cryins, might it keep them on the sidelines? You know, it's impossible to say, obviously, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see how many people vote and what the results are tomorrow.
Okay. Now, before you go, there's lots in Concord on the docket this week, too.
There is. The entire rest of March will be quite busy. The Medicaid expansion plan that cleared the Senate will be heard by the House Finance Committee later this morning. It should move there pretty fast. Leaders in the House want this bill on the governor's desk as soon as possible. Wednesday, the full House will be voting on a bill to repeal the death penalty. They'll be voting on a minimum wage increase. and also on the casino bill backed by Governor Hassan. That came out of committee with a negative vote, a narrow vote to reject. There'll be a lot of other things on the calendar, too.
Yeah, plenty of things to keep track of, and we'll report them up, obviously. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition each Monday to talk politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter, by the way, at Josh Rogers, NHPR.